On your morning team show with Dave and Pat and Charlie, though Pat Johnston is off today. If Pat were here this morning, my guest Dave would be concerning the Detroit Lions game from last night.
Yeah, he'd be gloating.
Yeah,
he called it right.
See, you know, I mean, when he makes his Pat's perfect pigskin predictions, he's got to choose what he believes his football mind, not his heart, tells him. Mm-hmm. And his mind told him to take the Packers, although he did say to the Lions, he said, prove me wrong. And for the first half,
they played a half of a ball game, but they have to know that there's 60 minutes in a ball game. And they came back in that second half, and it was just dismal.
I was only paying scant attention to the first half, not at all to the second half.
You missed a good half. I mean, that was good ball there.
I was more paying attention to the Tigers, but that's me. Mm-hmm. That's me, understand. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the second half, it just sounds like it all fell apart. The rains came, and down came the rain, and down went the Lions, huh?
Fumbles and miscues and mishandling of the ball. However, Rodgers had to deal with the same thing, so Goff can't use that as an excuse.
No, you know, both teams are playing in the same conditions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Lions just didn't, you know, they evidently came up with a good game plan in the Packers locker room at halftime because they came back and just whomped them in the second half.
Yeah, it's... You know, yeah, it's a full 60-minute game. It's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. The intensity wasn't there in the second half that they had in the first half.
Really, that's disappointing to hear because, you know, you're wondering, I mean, this team hopefully was going to take on the intensity, the passion, perhaps not winning games, at least maintaining that go-get-em attitude that Dan Campbell preaches so much, you know, run through the brick wall and all that kind of stuff, but just wasn't to be. I know there was that fourth down attempt, too, I'm understanding, that the Lions couldn't convert on. That maybe right. That could have done something to get the Lions going, yeah, in the second half. That just didn't happen either.
There was one bad call where Goff was being chased out of the pocket, and he made an effort to make a forward pass, and his arm was hit. And they called him for intentional grounding. And, yeah, it should have been an incomplete pass.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the Lions' way, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Questionable calls, and it seems like, you know, the Lions are getting called for pass interference where the Packers weren't getting those kinds of calls nearly as much unless they were just doing it cleaner, but couldn't prove it by me.
Those are those who would say, well, when you're in Green Bay and Lambeau Field and you're not right. Just playing the Packers.
Plus the crowd, yes, that crowd. Well, yeah, I know you're referring to the Zebras, but the crowd enters into it as well.
So 0-2 the Lions, and also suffering another loss of a player. You know, we lost second-year cornerback Jeff Okudah. Mm-hmm. During the first game of the season, went down with that Achilles, so he's gone for the year. And so we put in a guy we just drafted this year, the rookie Ifeatu Mulafonwu, and he suffered a leg injury and left the game, and according to Coach Campbell, he is probably going to be missing extensive time.
Mm.
So, you know, not just losing the football game, but losing players, that doesn't help much either. And now the Lions got to contend with the Ravens.
Yeah.
Coming off that big win against Kansas City.
Yeah, that's not going to be easy.
Yeah, and nobody said it was going to be easy. And, you know, going back to our preseason discussions.
We didn't give the Lions much of a chance of doing anything this year.
We're still thinking it's Dan Campbell's first year. We still know that while we think offensively we should have something decent, defense is still going to be a big question mark because of a lot of the youngsters we have and some of the holes that had to be filled.
Yeah, but the review I was reading this morning indicated that Campbell is blaming it all on offense. That
he
wasn't blaming the defense. It was the defense in the second half that was just, you know, dropping the ball.
Yeah, maybe the offense moves the ball better if you don't, you know, if you get Goff performing like he did in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, he was like 11 of 13 on passes in the first half, something like that. He was just really, really nailing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were mixing it up, run and pass, and they just had the Packers off their mark. You know, they were just not on their game with and not knowing what was going to come at them next. But apparently at the halftime, they figured something out.
What happened in the locker rooms?
Yes. Right.
What happened in the locker rooms?
Well, I still have to give a little respect to that Packer coach.
Yeah, no question about that.
And Matt LaFleur.
You never discount Aaron Rodgers either. That's mm-hmm. Why we forget sometimes about LaFleur, the SVSU guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice to know, but We'd rather have him do it against somebody else, please.
Yes.
Lions 0-2, and the season is 17 games this year, so there's time left to have a better play ahead. We'll find out.